What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. I think so many of you are going to be able to relate to today's conversation. What you're about to hear today is a coaching call that I recently did with one of our new Offer to Optimize students. Her name is Lynette Marsden, and Lynette runs the business called Tiny Toes Sleep Consultancy. And so she teaches new parents how to get their babies to, and young kids and toddlers as well, how to sleep better. I mean, having a two-year-old now and what we went through early on, I mean, so many of you parents can relate to this. And so Lynette helps us help our children sleep better. And so what you're going to hear in this coaching session is a lot of I'm helping Lynette get clarity around the actual problem that she solves. And you'll hear me keep going back to the same question over and over and over. And this is super common, my friends, super common. I have this very similar type of conversation multiple times a week with students. And so we talk about confidence, how to regain her confidence, getting on video, sharing her brilliance, sharing her expertise, how she's different from other people in the same sort of space, how to get selling her courses, etc. I think you're really going to get a lot out of this coaching session. So without further ado, let's cue the music and get into it. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. I have your questionnaire in front of me here, but I want to hear from you. We've got 45 minutes together. What would you like to focus on?
I think that's probably the challenging thing for me, even starting off the process of how do I, so I've like made my course, I'm going to rejig a few things, but I feel like I'm okay with that. But just going forward is actually, where do I focus? Because there's a lot of stuff, there's a lot of cogs that need to be in place and like working together. And I just don't quite know which is the first one you put into place and which is like, what's the process? So,
cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Well, you have a sleep rhythms program. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
I love this offer.
Okay.
my daughter will be two on Tuesday. And so I know all too well what that is like early on, knock on wood. And she's sleeping right above me right now.
Okay. But
I went through that. We hired somebody who we did virtual coaching with. She sent her a program and it was like, I don't know how much it was like $600 or something like that. But it's like the greatest $600 we ever spent in my life.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
getting Maya to sleep. So you're selling it at 37 pounds. Is that right?
39 pounds.
39 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay. So just tell me a little bit about the program first.
Yeah, I suppose so. It starts from the beginning. The foundation of how do you set up their room, good nap times. So it's all, I suppose, like the technicalities of sleep and understanding how sleep works and then how you can make that work to your advantage. So when you have a baby who biologically has a rhythm, rather than working against it, actually taking advantage of that. And so that's essentially, it takes you through those stages. And then it's got routines as well that are age specific. Sort of troubleshooting those kind of things. And then I still do, but it's a it's a private Facebook group for community and support. And I think, yeah, maybe I'm sort of digressing a little bit, but that was supposed to be there just as a bit of a troubleshooting. But I found that for the price point, it was way too much work because people had already paid. And then I was just continuing to work for no extra money. So I rejigged that as well.
So what's
that promise? Was only for north of 12 months.
Okay. So what's the promise of the program? So I buy your course. My daughter is 6 months old. Mm-hmm. She's not right now, but let's just say going back a year and a half, she's 6 months old. She's not sleeping through the night. I have to bounce her on an exercise ball in order for her to go to sleep.
Yeah.
She falls asleep in my arms. I go to put her down in the crib.
And then she wakes up.
Or in whatever she's sleeping in, and she wakes up, and we have to repeat that. And it's a maddening process. Yeah. All so, story, by the way.
Yeah. I think maybe it was too vague because I had, it's proven science-backed methods that are gentle, adaptable, and effective. The Sleep Rhythms program gives you a step-by-step roadmap of how to get your baby from A to, Z in the quickest time biologically possible. So I suppose there isn't one statement. As you go through sort of the main page of my website, it says, if your baby's finding it difficult to settle, waking during the nightcap, napping, blah, 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 blah. And then it tells you this is the program that you need.
So they go through your program. Will their baby be sleeping through the night?
I don't promise that their baby will be sleeping through the night because biologically speaking, it's not the best for all babies. So like a newborn baby, you don't want them to sleep through the night because they have to wake up for feeds.
Sure.
So really it's being able to have your baby learn to self-settle. But I think that's what I'm finding difficult is because I had to get right in my head, not who can I possibly serve or who am I trying to get to serve when they don't particularly want me. So for example, gentle parents. Mm-hmm. I was very much like, no, I want to get them because they need to understand this. The reason many of them are gentle parents is because they think that if you're helping your baby to sleep, it means they have to cry it out and they don't. So I think that's why I'm like, I was too focused on, it's gentle, it's holistic and all of those kind of things and kind of veering so far away from my actual ideal client that I wasn't necessarily attracting my ideal client because I didn't want to talk about sleep training. I didn't really want to mention that because it's often synonymous with crying it out or just even crying it out is misunderstood. So I think parents would often think that if you're saying you're sleep training your baby, you're just putting them to bed, closing the door and not going in until the morning. So I kind of wanted to stay so far away from that I was possibly veering too much to the other side.
That's interesting. Cause like my wife and I didn't want to do sleep. We didn't want to do cry it out. Nothing against people who are doing that. Like we just chose not, we just didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
And so that's why we found the woman, it was a referral, but we found the woman who we worked with and it was, actually more akin to what you're talking about. It was more of a gentle, compassionate, all that stuff. And I remember her saying like, she called it like sleep untraining. Because it's like we're untraining what we were doing to try to get her to sleep, right? And I don't mean for us, it was more easier time getting her down to go to sleep and that she stayed sleeping while she was, quote unquote, supposed to be sleeping. I don't mean like getting up for feedings and stuff like that. So it sounds like, correct me, I don't want to put words in your mouth. It sounds like it's the same kind of thing that you're talking about here.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I want to hold on to this point here because this is really, really important because you need to be able to message this to your target customer, right? Mm-hmm. So who is your target customer?
I mean, first-time mom. So in my head, I have this idea of a first-time mom, mid to late 20s. But to be honest, I think it could be anywhere from maybe 25 up to 38.
Yep.
In my mind, I'm like, okay, I don't necessarily want them to, the person I see in my mind is possibly somebody who is at home, but who wants to eventually go back to work. So there is a bit of a time pressure there.
Where does that come in?
It's just the person that I had in my mind. If I really had to focus on one person, because it could be anybody who is like a first time mom, whether they're staying at home or whether they want to go to work. I think the difficulty comes with if I'm focusing too much on somebody who's going to work, is that they're going to very likely drop their little one off at, say, like a day nursery or something like that. And if I focus too much on that, I think I'll miss the person who can spend that time reinforcing those kind of good habits. Because if they start going to day nurseries and they're not particularly good with putting them down at certain times and things like that, that's not something that I could have much input over.
Yeah. So you, okay. So you're right. You can't control that. But what I think that you can, so first time moms who are 25 to 38.
Yeah.
And they are looking to get their baby to, is it sleep better? Is it to, which part?
I did a freebie of, it was a nap guide, which that was the first time that I was trying to build my list. And it ended up being about 28 pence per lead, which I thought was really good. So I could see that people really wanted to, like babies just aren't napping, or if they are, you know, a parent knowing that this baby is really overtired and they're just getting more and more wound up, but they just don't know how to get this baby to sleep. And so the whole day, even though they want to be going to baby groups and those kind of things, they're finding it really stressful because all of that they're trying to do all day long is trying to get this baby to sleep because they know baby just needs to sleep. But because it's something that if baby doesn't nap well, they then are very unlikely to sleep well overnight. And if they don't sleep well overnight, like it affects the next day. So I felt like it was deeper than just getting your baby to sleep. I think also because there's such a thing of like this badge of honor that if your baby, if you stay up with your baby, it's because they, you know, you're staying up with your baby because they need you, and you're feeding them every hour because they need you, and they're awake because, and it, there can be that parenting, you know, there are just certain blogs that are quite, it's manipulative. It's emotionally really manipulative. And it's not like I'm trying to pull those people out because they need to make up their own mind. But at the same time, I want them to know that you don't have to conform to those kind of things. Like helping your baby to sleep well is a need that they have. It's not just, it's not a cruel thing. Whereas this, I don't know if it's in the, like that in the States as well, but there definitely is in the UK a sort of subculture of mom guilt if you're trying to get your baby to sleep.
Yeah. So I want to go back to, I'm going to harp on this question because like this is clarity because, or I should say we're trying to get to clarity.
Yeah.
Because each time I ask you this question,
you, I can't give you a direct answer.
And this is why you're not selling more of the course. And I don't mean that like in a, I'm just saying
right.
The clarity is here because, and I want to help you get there. Right. And I don't want to put words in your mouth. I know the answer to this, but I want to help you get there.
Okay.
Okay. Because you have to be able to answer who. So you've already told me, you said 20 and you know, I talk all about niching down, like niche within a niche. But when you say first time moms who are 25 to 38.
Yeah.
Who, and I think the, I think there's one level deeper to that. Maybe who are having, like having trouble getting their babies to, and that's where you come in. You fill in the gap, like sleep, nap, like whatever it might be.
Yeah. Stop crying because they're upset because they're so overtired. And I think there's also the mental health aspect of it because moms are like, obviously it's moms and dads, but the majority statistically are moms who are staying at home. And so that's why I also just wanted to focus on moms because I can niche down a bit more.
So you should be, I think you should be because moms are mostly the financial, they're making the decision on the purchasing.
Right.
Right. And I was very involved in the process of learning how to get Maya to sleep with the way that we wanted to do it. However, my wife led that. Amy led that, you know, effort, if you will.
Right.
So, and so you're telling me things that are, that should be in your course and should be in your messaging, but I'm still not hearing what is the promise of your course? What is the transformation? So again, this is kind of one of those, not kind of, this is.
Yeah.
Give them what they want.
Yeah.
Or excuse me, sell them what,
sell
they,
them
want,
what they want.
Give them what they need.
Yeah.
And so what they need is all the stuff that you're talking about around answering that question. What is it that they want?
Right.
No, I'm asking you.
Yeah. I'm looking at my website and I'm, so as you're asking me that question, I'm kind of going through it and I'm looking at like why I'm saying it's unique. And I feel like it is too vague because I'm telling them, you know, proven scientific research, a step-by-step approach. It's not typical sleep training, you know, but it's not telling them specifically what it is.
Well, it's not necessarily what it is, because when I think, and maybe we're talking about the same thing, but just a little bit differently. Yeah. When I think of what it is, I'm thinking about what are the features, like what are the things that make up the program, whereas what is the benefit?
Yeah, well, like, exactly. So I'm looking at it and I'm like, actually, nowhere am I being that clear. I feel like you have to dig quite deep to find what it is by going into like, you know, you click on this thing, you're exhausted, and then it tells you the thing. You click on this thing, and it's just, you have to try too hard to find what it's about.
Okay, we can fix that. But what do you, if I'm, without even looking at your website, what problem do you solve for first-time moms 25 to 38?
Getting your baby to sleep without overwhelm and guilt.
Boom, right there. Okay. That's it, right there. That's what you do. You help first-time moms who are 25 to 38.
Yeah.
Get their babies to sleep without overwhelm and guilt.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's like the first thing on my website that it says that's what I tell them my sleep program is, but maybe not.
What's your website again?
It's tinytoesbabysleep.com. It still says mom on mission on some of them. I've literally just been this week trying to sort out my branding and changing and things, but
wait, tiny.
It's on Kajabi.
Tiny toes. Like TINYTOES.
Yeah.
Baby sleep.
Mm-hmm.
.com.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Okay, cool. All right. So I like your headline there. And you say, if you're here because your baby fights naps like a pro or likes to party the night away, you're in the right place. Okay, cool. Okay. Boom, boom, boom. I love this. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, cool. And so you say, like, then you go through proven scientific research, step-by-step approach. This is not sleep training, lifetime access support. So this is all about the benefit. And the benefit is exactly what you just said.
Right.
Getting your baby to sleep without feeling mom guilt or like overwhelm or mom guilt.
Yeah.
That's it. And so the promise, again, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you tell me the promise of the program is that you will get your baby to sleep.
Yeah.
Without feeling overwhelmed or the mom guilt.
Yeah.
Poop. Like that's it right there. Boom.
Right.
It's funny because we try to overcomplicate it, but that's what it is right there.
Okay.
So that's your messaging when you were offering your program. Okay. We're clear on that. Okay. Now all the other things that you're talking about, it's not sleep training. It's the mental health stuff, the guilt around or badge of honor. You know,
yeah,
all of those those are the topics you should be talking about all the time.
Right. In terms of
video.
Okay.
Video. Yes, absolutely. You should be running video view campaigns with your ads, video view objective in Ads Manager.
Yeah.
And then at the ad set level down the bottom, you're optimizing for through play.
How long for?
Through play is 15 seconds.
Okay.
That's what that means. So for your videos, I mean, we're talking like 60 seconds, no more than 2 minutes.
Right. Okay.
Talking about these different topics, because what you're doing here is, number one, you can test audiences very inexpensively, right? So I don't really know over the UK, but you can literally, here in the States, you can target like, you know, first-time moms, moms with young babies, moms who are interested in like whatever, Parenting Magazine or whatever. I don't know. It might be different in the UK.
Yeah. But
like you can be testing those audiences out for very inexpensive, like £5 a day or something like that.
Right.
And the video views are going to be like, is it pence? Is that right? Is that one?
Yes.
Okay. Like 1 or 2 pence per video view, like super cheap.
Right.
And so the third thing is in addition to testing your messaging and your audiences, is that you can build engagement audiences. So I do a whole training on that. Basically what you're doing is you're building audiences of people who are watching, say like 75% of your 2-minute video.
Okay.
And then you can retarget them with a lead magnet or something like that. Now, with that said, you said that you were getting like, what do you say, like 28 pence
per lead? Yeah, for the free nap guide.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay, cool. I like this. So how do you sell the guide right now? Excuse me. How do you sell the program right now?
Yeah, I think that's definitely where I went wrong. So initially through the nap guide, mm-hmm. I put a link to the program. Mm-hmm. I also linked to all of my social media, et cetera, et cetera. But then I think as I've been, and then Facebook ads, that was the main thing. So I would have like, is this your issue? Is that your issue? You know, you need the sleep program. And that's kind of how it sold that way. That was how I got the majority of my sales first time round. I only really sold for about 3 months. I just, there were various other things happened at home. Like my dad passed away last November and I was sort of ready to launch in October. And then all of that, he'd been ill for a long time, but it was like very up and down. And yeah. So I wanted to launch in the October and then thought, okay, my first webinar was like scheduled whilst he was in hospital. And we just thought, oh, he's getting a bit better. I'll schedule it for November because I had people that had signed up. Mm-hmm. And then he passed away and like literally the next day was my first webinar. So I ended up just going with it. But it was just like a mess of a time because I was just like, I can't cancel it again. I was all over the place.
You did a webinar the day after your dad passed away.
When I get stressed out, I work. It's not good. But I think it's because I had worked so hard leading mm-hmm. up to that point.
Okay.
And there was nothing else that I can kind of do. It's not like I could be anywhere else or help any, you know, I could just, so I just thought, you know what, it's just one day. I'm just going to go for it and just finish that webinar. Like otherwise I'd spend all this time really stressing and working towards it. But anyway, and so went, and then obviously COVID happened. And so that was actually for me, I thought quite a good time because a lot of mums were at home with their babies.
Yeah.
Unfortunately that was the case, but that's the advantage I could take from that. Mm-hmm. And so I did it for about 3 months and I thought I need to just wait because I know that something's not quite right and it's not quite fitting. And actually, to be honest, I needed a rest and my kids were home as well. And so that's kind of how that happened. But I think in terms of, I wanted to ask you about this actually, and I feel like I know I'm rambling, but with the nap guide, I knew that my sales funnel wasn't right because once they were onto my nap guide, that they would then go onto my email list. And so I would write emails and I would sort of give content, free content that way, and then tell them about, you know, the course. Yeah. But I'd seen somebody else do paid freebie, like not a paid low ticket item, so not a freebie, and then mm-hmm. because they'd already put in their
yeah.
all of their details and stuff, they would then take them through like an upsell. So maybe they would mm-hmm. then say, okay, I've got a nap guide for £10, and then, oh, actually I've got this whole program for 0 to 3 months, for example, depending on which tag they had. Okay, you can do this for £30. Okay, but maybe that's not for you. Maybe you want more. And then they would say, I've got the whole program for £100 or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I suppose I just wanted to ask you more about that. And you can talk, you know, I suppose you could take the lead on that when you feel the time's right. But I just thought I need to ask you about that because I think for me, that's where I don't think I was present enough for my audience.
Yeah.
I was very inconsistent.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm going to stop you here.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm very sorry to hear about your dad.
Well, thank you.
I know what that's like. I lost my dad years ago when I was 25. So I know what that's like. Don't mm-hmm. wish that on anybody. I cannot believe you did a webinar the next day.
I know. I was crazy.
And it, also in your questionnaire, I see that you're like, well, first of all, like without even your business, you have four kids. We've had a pandemic this year. Like, yeah. Like, are you kidding? Like, it's just talk about chaotic. Like, it's been chaotic with I have one kid and two, and like, holy cow, like, my head's already. I know. You have four kids. So, like, number one, give yourself some grace. Okay.
Yeah.
You have an offer that is needed in the marketplace. Mm. Number one. So, number two, my question for you, because we're going to simplify this whole thing. Okay.
Thank you. I need that. I'm so, I overcomplicate everything.
Yeah. So I'm just taking some notes here and we're going to go through it. But how many did you sell when you were doing it that way? When you were going through like 3 months or so?
I had about 100 and something.
100 sales?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Something like that. 110, something like that.
So question for you. And so you have a list of just over 5,000 people, you said. Is that right?
Yeah.
The downfall of your email list is that it's like people grow out of, like, they don't need it after a while.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so that's the first thing I would do is, if you were to guess, what percentage of that 5,000 people is still your target audience?
Mm.
Just a guess.
I don't know. I mean, probably, well, now, all of them, because, well, I mean, it wouldn't be, because some of them might not need it anymore or whatever. But in terms of their age, that's changed. So in the past, because it was only 0 to 12 months, many of them would have grown out of that stage. But now, because I'm doing up to 4 years, I could potentially kind of claw some of those back.
So is that two programs or is that one program for the
eight? I'm splitting them up into 0 to 3 months, 4 to 12 months.
Wait, I'm sorry. Is it 0 to 3?
Yeah, 0 to 3 months.
Okay.
4 to 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1 to 4 years.
Okay.
Or doing a 0 to 4, like the whole thing.
Is that one offer or is that three different products?
So they would technically be four different products overlapping. Maybe a combined. So you'd have three different offers.
Mm-hmm.
Or
so do you have this right now?
It's in the making. So I'm splitting it up. So basically I'm rejigging the 0 to 12 month program.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be adding the 1 to 4 years. Does that make sense?
I think so. So you will, just so I'm understanding correctly, you will have a 0 to 3 month program.
Yeah.
A 4 to 12 month program.
Yeah.
And then a 1 to 4 year program. And then, or they could buy the whole thing. Is that right?
Yeah. Newborn to 4 years. Yeah.
How much do you think you'd sell the 0 to 3 for?
I was wondering whether to do them all the same at £49.
Okay.
And then to do the 0 to 4 years for £99. That was just a thought, but I don't, because then it encourages them to buy the whole thing rather than.
Okay. Is there something out of, like, could you pick one lesson or training or something like that that could stand on its own out of the 0 to 3 month program?
Do you mean like a nap guide?
Yeah, right. Like something like that. Yeah, the nap guide could stand on its own.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you mean for every product, every offer, or do you mean just for that first one?
Well, right now I'm just thinking about the first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. A nap guide, having an idea of when babies need to kind of nap because it's a little bit all over the place.
Okay.
Possibly. Yeah. Or maybe even a settling technique, because that's one of the things. I mean, there's different. So you could have, maybe a settling technique.
Okay. So, all right. Here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because you were talking about like doing a small offer, meaning like add to one of the programs, then you upsell them. Which I actually like a lot. Now, there's a couple of things that I would test with this, though. And the reason I'm asking this question is because you could offer. So here's what you could do. You could offer a free lead magnet that is not the nap guide.
Yeah.
Then the nap guide is like $17 or something like that.
Okay.
Or $27 or something.
Right.
And then when they take that, then the upsell, pounds, by the way, I keep saying dollars, pounds. And then the upsell to that is the 0 to 3 month program.
Right.
Okay.
But you would start with a freebie still, would you? Or would you start?
Well, see, that's the thing that you would want to test.
Okay.
Right. So you could test, add to the lead magnet, and then upsell on the thank you page of the lead magnet. Mm. And then you could literally, so you'd have two upsells. So you would like, lead magnet, whatever that lead magnet is, here's the nap guide. Because I remember that when we worked with our sleep coach, the nap thing was like a separate offer for her, which I didn't really understand, but I was like, I don't, whatever.
Okay.
And like, we figured it out, So.
Right.
So that's why I'm thinking like the nap guide could be a really good standalone, inexpensive offer that you like super over deliver on, right? From a content perspective.
Yeah.
So you could try lead magnet to the nap guide, meaning the upsell to the nap guide, and then if they take that, then the upsell to the full 0 to 3 month program.
Right. Would you offer, just out of interest, I'm just thinking, otherwise I'd have to segment everybody, and which maybe I should, but they'll quickly grow out of that. And it just means it's quite a lot of work to continually segment people, especially if I don't know if I can automatically segment people if they've,
yeah,
if they've signed up for like 0 to 3, can Kajabi sort of add them onto the...
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So yeah. Ideally, and this is a little bit more advanced, but I think this could, I'm going to say it anyway, right?
Sure.
What would be really cool is on the opt-in page of your lead magnet is you just ask them how old their baby is. Have like a little drop-down.
Right.
And then it's literally 0 to 3 months, 4 to 12 months, or 1 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they self-select it.
Mm-hmm.
And then based on what they self-select, again, this is more advanced, right? And I don't think you can do this in Kajabi.
Okay.
But based on what they, based on which option they select, that puts them in a specific upsell.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm assuming probably that the 1 to 4 years doesn't need the nap guide. Probably.
It probably wouldn't be as big a deal.
Yeah.
You could probably do a when to drop a nap. So when babies drop from 2 naps to 1, from 1 nap to 0, like to no naps, that's often a difficult one because parents don't know. Babies tend to drop them earlier than they should.
Yeah. Okay.
So potentially be something like that.
So that would be, yeah. So,
or even a potty training. I mean, it's a different thing. Oh no, it's, it, that could be a side thing. Sorry. That would be an add-on.
Don't get shiny object quite yet.
Yeah. It would be an add-on. It would be an add-on because I think when I'm looking at the bigger, the older one, yeah, I just wanted to have it more rounded. But yeah, for now, okay, stick to the thing. Okay.
Yeah. If they self-select 0 to 3 months, you offer them the upsell of the nap guide. And then the upsell again is for the full 0 to 3 month program.
Yeah.
So you could offer the nap guide for like 17 pounds and then upsell them into the full 0 to 3 month for like 47 pounds.
Mm-hmm. You know what? There's just I just don't know if people are going to pay 17 pounds for the nap guide. I don't know why. In my head, I think probably 10 is the most, but I don't know. I don't know if it's something that I just, again, need to test just because it's a guide.
Yeah. Well, again, you want to think about the value of what that's providing.
Yeah.
So the value of getting your baby to take naps is invaluable, right?
It is.
It is a welcome.
People didn't realize that.
It's a welcome respite, right? It is a break that all new parents need.
Yeah.
And also, obviously, the baby needs it too, right? And so, but what you do with that is you just test the pricing.
Okay.
That's literally all it is. So if you think like, you know, I think 17 is a little bit too high. Okay, cool. Test like $9 or $7 or something like that.
Yeah.
Because then what you could do is after you upsell them into the 0 to 3 program, you could literally have another upsell if you wanted to into the 4 to 12 months.
It's just the segments, like segmenting, that I find difficult because I'm not sure how to do that. So that from the tech perspective.
Yeah. And I don't think you're able to do it in Kajabi. Now, the other thing that you could do is you just run ads that are speaking to these three audiences.
Yeah.
Meaning separately. So like you've got one campaign that is your 0 to 3 months campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And all of your messaging, all of your copy is speaking to the first time mom, 25 to 38, who has a child that's 0 to 3 months.
Yeah.
And you're calling that out so that you are attracting only that audience.
Yeah.
So that's your quote unquote.
I would just put that in my copy right from the beginning. Right.
100. Like I would literally in your first sentence of your copy say, first time moms, is your baby in, you know, 0 to 3 months? Question mark. Like that's it. Like you're attracting your ideal person. So that like that's your 0 to 3 month funnel, if you will.
Sure.
So then it saves you from having to do the tech side on the landing page.
Okay.
And then you literally have a 4 to 12 month campaign. Mm-hmm. Exact same thing.
Okay.
And then you have a 1 to 4 year old campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't think you need to be doing webinars. I don't think you need to be doing, because at the price point that you have, you can be, so the other thing that you can be doing is you can be testing direct to sale. Now, but I what I wouldn't do though is, I think $47 on a direct to sale is a little bit high.
Okay.
Or 49 that you said.
Yeah, fine.
But that's why I'm saying if you went direct to sale to like the Nap Guide.
Yeah.
And then, exactly. And then you can upsell them.
Yeah.
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 And this is literally all messaging. Mm-hmm. This is all tracking your numbers.
Yeah.
And just testing different, like, because when you track your numbers, just like you just said, what if you offer the Nap Guide at $17 and like 5% is taking you up on it? You're like, okay, that's not very good. Let me try a different price. Like,
yeah.
I dropped it down to nine pounds. Oh, and now like 60% of the people are taking it. Okay, cool. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
But you track each step of your funnel to know what you can test and what you want to change around.
Okay. How long would you do that test for before you make a decision, do you think?
I like to get like 1,000 people through a funnel.
Okay. So it's numbers rather than time.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's a data set, right? You want some significant or statistical significance with the data.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
And then 1,000 people isn't scientific or anything. That's just for me. Like, I like to see at least 1,000 people go through before I start tweaking something.
Yeah.
Even with that, you'll know pretty quickly though, before you hit 1,000 people, like what's
going on. Which way it's going.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
And so this is what I would be doing. So four things is your focus.
Yeah.
Email list growth, segmented email list growth.
Okay.
And I don't know, you're like the third person I've talked to today that is using the Kajabi email. And I use Kajabi, but I don't use it for the email. So I know very little about the email in Kajabi. Okay. I don't think though that you can do segmenting in there.
You can, but I think based on where they've come from. So I've segmented them depending on whether they came in via NapGuide, whether they came in via like different areas. So I can segment them, but not necessarily based on like ages or anything like that. It's how they came in the first place.
I don't think you can tag them in there, can you? Can you have tags for people?
You can have tags. You know what? They've just recently updated a lot of stuff. And I, to be honest, haven't spent a lot of time looking at Kajabi because I've been so busy with the other things.
I should probably look at it myself just so I understand. So that I can
But honestly, I'm like onto Kajabi chat all the time. They probably know me personally by now. So.
Hey, my friend, wanted to jump in here really quick and invite you into my new Optimize CEO Facebook group community. This is a free Facebook group community. This is exclusively for online course creators. Maybe you have a membership program or you're an online coach and you have a coaching program and you want to optimize your business towards 6 or 7 figures. If that's you, you need to be in the Optimize CEO Facebook group community. We do trainings in there. I'm in there answering questions and it's just an amazing community of people helping each other, just like you. So if you want to join, rickmulready.com/group. rickmulready.com/group. Join us inside the Optimize CEO Facebook group community. All right, let's get back to the show. So email list growth.
Yes,
segmented email list growth. Uh-huh. If you were getting 28 pence cost earlier, again, I would just start those back up. But again, it's segmentation.
Yeah.
Because you want to be offering them the appropriate offer that you have.
Yeah.
Now the Nap Guide sounds like the Nap Guide could be great for either 1, 0 to 3, or 4 to 12.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's number one. Number two is I'd be doing those videos like we talked about, and then running ads to them on Facebook and Instagram. You're trying to build engagement audiences while testing out the messaging that you're doing and the audiences that you're testing.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask about that actually. So rather than like, I mean, videos are doing well compared to like blog posts and things, aren't they? So
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the way to go, which I need to practice because it scares me, but I'll have to get used to it.
Practice.
Yeah.
Literally grab your phone.
Right? Yeah.
And then think of.
She's so cute. Thank you. That's my daughter. She's so cute.
Thank you. Literally think about like a first-time mom on the other end, like in your phone, if you will.
Mm.
Like that's it.
Yeah, I come out in like hives. I go all red. Honestly, I'm like, I have to take some sort of antihistamine before I go live. Oh man. Okay.
You're also the second person to tell me today that you break out in hives. Because I'm like that too. Because I mean, it's just going to be practice. It's just going to be the more you do it, the better you get. I know that sounds cliche, but it's really is true. And the more that you can think about, like, you're just sitting down for tea or coffee or whatever with a first-time mom and talking to her. Like, when you can think about that, it just makes it easier.
Sure.
Rather than thinking about, oh, my God, all these people are going to be watching this video, right?
Yeah. And I think, it's just not as polished as these guys or those people. Or that's usually what gets me. It's like, oh.
Well, they want authenticity, though.
Yeah, true.
They don't want, you know, some doctor in a lab coat using all these big terms, for example. They just want a solution to their problem. Like, they're overtired, you know, like they're exhausted and they're frustrated and they just want someone to be able to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The other thing is, are you on Instagram?
I am.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I would imagine your audience is there.
Yeah.
So Instagram.
Do Facebook ads that then also.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. So not, could you even directly go through Instagram or do you do it via Facebook ads?
You mean running ads?
Yeah.
Yeah. You do it through Ads Manager.
Yeah. Just those. Yeah. Fine. Yeah. That's just how I did it before. That's
absolutely
okay.
Be doing Instagram story ads.
Yes. It's just a tick box, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. I think I've done those before.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so that's in addition to the organic, like posting, doing your stories. Like, again, the types of videos that I mentioned before that to run as video ads, you can be doing as stories.
Yeah.
Like, you're getting that content out there. You are an expert in this stuff. You're like, all the stuff that you shared, you know, like the mental health part, like, that's huge. Mm. And I guarantee that most parents are not thinking about that sort of thing.
Right.
So you could be the one to bringing that to light. And you can be like, hey, go download my whatever the lead magnet is that you decide on.
Okay.
And again, the lead magnet runs into your NAP guide, which upsells into the program.
Okay. Would you always start? I mean, again, is it just testing or would you always start with a freebie that then leads to a lower price and then?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for bringing that back. So this is where I said you can just test it. So I would test a freebie into it. And then I would also test when you're done with that test, you would test add directly to the NAP guide.
Yeah.
For low price, for sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. So that was number two, wasn't it? The ads, the engagement ads, the videos.
Yeah. So email list growth.
Yeah.
Segmented email list growth. Mm-hmm. Doing the videos like on Facebook and building audiences.
Yeah.
Your Instagram and then your offers that you have. Getting clear on those. And so that you can offer them as upsells.
Okay.
And so you are going to need sales pages for each one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the upsell, though, you don't necessarily need that. You could do like a quick video with a link to add. The Kajabi order form upsell process is not very good. I don't like it. I've used it before it's a little clunky, to just being honest with you.
Yeah. So would you just customize that to put in your own video and kind of?
I don't even know if you come to. I don't even know. It's been a little while since you've done it in Kajabi. We've used other things to do it, but yeah, I would look that up in Kajabi when you're setting up your upsells.
Yeah.
But my point is that you don't need a like six sales pages, right?
Okay.
You just have it for like so your initial. You do need a sales page. You will want a sales page for like your NAP guide.
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking, well, it's only, you know, whatever you do, $10, $17, $9, whatever it is. Like, yes, you still want a sales page because it's kind of like, it almost like legitimizes, it's psychological, right? Like I saw a sales page the other day that was for, I think it was for like a $17 product or it was $27. And it was like this long scrolling. I was like, holy cow, like this is a full on sales page for a $27 offer.
Mm.
And so there's a psychology there too, right? Like the sales page is doing its like what it's supposed to.
Right.
But at the same time, it's almost like it's adding additional credibility. I see it as adding additional credibility to this offer. Like it's like $27. Like, man, this might be really good if like there's all this information about it. So
the point that makes sense.
Yeah, the reason I bring that up is you don't need like six different sales pages.
Okay. Right?
You could do like one sales page for the NAP guide and then the upsell offers for the other ones.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's fine. And then would you recommend doing it in dollars just out of interest? I mean, I think I've asked that in the group and somebody did say possibly I've heard from a few people just saying that I don't know if this is the case, but so when I had mine in pounds, but I did find that the majority of my ads ended up going to the UK. And I really was trying to like venture out. So in the end, I ended up just switching off the ads going to the UK so that it just could go elsewhere. And they were quite slow. And I don't know if there is a slight thing about buying in pounds when, you know, when you're not from the UK. I think being in the UK, people are quite used to buying in dollars. So I'm not sure if it's going to affect us as much as possibly maybe the rest of the world who are maybe more used to dollars. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, if UK... And you would know, obviously, you would know this. I don't know the answer. This is very interesting to me. If UK people are cool with purchasing in dollars, then I would do it in dollars.
Okay. Because I think it's also, I don't know if it's a psychological thing again, because dollars, because of the exchange rate, if you see something in dollars, you instantly think, oh, it's less than that because of the exchange rate.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
So I wonder if that's possibly also what helps that. Yeah, I'll try it out. I'll try it.
And then the only other piece to this is you're just emailing your list consistently each week. So make sure you have consistency.
Yeah. I think that's the thing for me because I take a really long time to write emails, too long. And it's just taking so much time. Even like doing social media posts, I'm like, oh my goodness, if I could actually pay somebody to do this. But then the thought of doing that is too overwhelming.
All right.
Because well, at the moment, on.
That's something that to work on this year. Or over the 12 months, because that's a whole different mindset shift that we need to get you to. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, I want to keep it simple for you right now.
Yeah.
So like you have your plan of the four things to be focusing on: email, segmented email list, Instagram, doing the videos that you use Facebook to get out there, and then and your offers, like you're setting up your funnels. I would literally for the next 90 days just be focusing on that.
Okay.
Bigger picture, I want to see you doing something like a podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
you need some form of consistent content strategy.
Yeah. I hear you. I don't know how many parents, maybe it's something I just need to test, would sort of consume a podcast as opposed to maybe an Instagram, like stories, Facebook stories.
Yes.
I don't know if it's just a visual thing, like a quick thing, if you're tired already.
Well, yes to Instagram. But the great thing about podcasts, obviously, is it's passive. It's a passive activity.
Sure.
Like someone can be listening to that while they're, you know, I don't know, like bouncing their...
Yeah.
Their dog or something like that, right?
Right. And exactly.
Or maybe they're taking them out for a walk. They can be listening to it.
Yeah.
The other thing too is like before when Amy was pregnant, my wife was pregnant, we did a ton of research. We took a class, like we did all this stuff, and like they could be listening to a podcast for that.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So
I'm hearing you.
Yes.
Okay.
Consistent content strategy.
Okay.
But let's get through this first. Because you've got things to, let's not overcomplicate, let's simplify this.
Yeah.
And I think you have a great opportunity to be creating consistent revenue from the strategy.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
Absolutely. Cool?
Okay. Thank you, Rick.
Hey, if you're a course creator, maybe you've got a membership program or you're an online coach, maybe you have all three of those things or you are all three of those things, then you've got to join us inside my Optimize CEO Facebook group community. This is for those of you who are looking to grow your business, to optimize your business towards six or seven figures. And this is just an amazing community of online experts. And I want to invite you to join us inside that group. I do live trainings in there. People help each other out. It's just an amazing community. And we're just like, we're just scratching the surface of what this is going to be, because we just opened it up in the fall of 2020. We've got, like, at the time I'm recording this, we're like 1,200 people in there already. So if you want to be a part of this community, go to rickmulready.com/group. rickmulready.com/group. All right, my friend, as always, thank you so much for listening. If you're not yet subscribed to this podcast, make sure you click that subscribe button so that you don't miss any episode that I put out here on the show two times per week. Coming up in the next episode is another quick tip episode here on the show. So until then, my friend, be well, and I'll talk to you soon.